بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا بني، إذا دخلت على أهلك فسلم يكون بركة عليك وعلى أهل بيتك. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. Completing the discussion of the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who as we know is known as the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas says that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, O my beloved child, whenever you enter upon your family, in other words, enter your home, Sallim, make salam. Yakun barakatan alayk, this will be a source of barakah and blessings upon you, wala ahli baytik, and the residents of that household. We've for 2 days now discussed in detail the importance of making salam before we enter our homes, the multitude benefits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this very mubarak and blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how it is a solution to a lot of the plagues and the problems that most of the homes today are facing. Find this one hadith, rawahu al-Bukhari fil adab al-mufrad wa Abu Dawood wa fi sunan, that is mentioned in various books of ahadith. An Abi Umamah al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu an Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal: thalathatun kulluhum dhaminun ala Allah. Abu Umamah Bahili radiyallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are three categories of people. Kulluhum dhamin ala Allah. Now we find this expression in various ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana dhamin, I am your guarantor. In other words, when this was one of the methodologies that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exercised in order to emphasize the importance of certain things. Ana za'imun, we find this expression, Ana za'imun bi baytin fi rabadil jannah. لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبُ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَعْزِحًا. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give up lying, give up dishonesty, even out of joking, don't ever speak a lie. And what happens? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, not only does he say, Allah will give you a home, a palace, right in the center of Jannah, he said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ, I am your guarantor. I guarantee you this. Now this type of emotive language we do when you want to exhort something, somebody, about the importance of something. And then you tell him, listen, don't doubt. He doesn't give you, come and take it from me. I'm guaranteeing you. Now here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guaranteeing. This hadith, dhaminun ala Allah, Allah is the guarantor. Thalathatun, he said, do three things. Three things. And ulama in the tafsir, in the commentary of this hadith, listen to this great benefit. That as long as you are alive, Allah will assist you in all your works. Whatever difficulties you have, whatever problems you have, Allah Ta'ala will assist you in that. Allah will give you your risk and your sustenance, make it easy for you. And when you die, Allah will enter you into Jannah. This is the commentary that ulama have written. That Allah is guaranteeing you that if you do these three things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one, your risk will become easy. Secondly, Allah will become your helper in all your problems. Thirdly, when you die, Allah will enter you into Jannah. Now this is something everybody wants. Allah's help, barakah in our risk, entry into Jannah, etc. So what are these three things? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ غَازِيًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ ضَامٍ عَلَى اللَّهِ حتى يتوفاه فيدخله الجنة أو يرده بما نال من أجر وغريمة وغنيمة. The first is that person who strives in the path of Allah. With his wealth, with his life, he sacrifices, he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person, Allah is his guarantor. Allah is with him. Either this man will give his life in the path of Allah and he will enter into Jannah, or if he returns, he will return back with whatever spoils of war there was and the great reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him. Second, رَجُلٌ رَاحَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُ فَيُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This encouragement of taking out time, going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engaging ourselves in the work of da'wah and tabligh, one of the very, very great benefits and psychology of the work is to once again create the link with the masjid. Spending time in the masjid, a'mal of masjid, having this connection with masjid. Man alif al masjid alifahu Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who loves the masjid, Allah ta'ala loves him. سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلَّ عَرْشِهِ. Seven categories of people, Allah will shade them underneath His arsh on a day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. One of them, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. That person whose heart is attached to the masjid. So second category, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who frequents the masjid, always you see him coming or going from the masjid. رَاحَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. His life revolves around the masjid. Such a person, ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ, is in the dhamanat of Allah Ta'ala. Till he dies, then Allah will enter him to Jannah. And while he's alive, يَرُدَّهُ بِمَا نَالَ مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَغَنِيمًا. While he's alive, as we mentioned, Allah will assist him in his difficulties and Allah will make his rozi and his sustenance easy for him. So this connection with the masjid, many of us are pareshan in earning our livelihood, always worried. We are given one nuskha, link and attach yourself with the masjid. You will be in the dhamanat and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, رَجُلٌ دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ فَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Third, that person who when he enters his house, he makes salam. That person who when he enters his house, pertinent to this what we are discussing, that person who when he enters his house, he enters with salam. Allah will make his rizq easy for him. Allah Ta'ala, help will be with him. And when he passes away, يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala will enter such a person into Jannah. So to recap this, and this is the point, my respect. One is to listen to these things. The other is, mashallah, those that are going gush, those that are engaged in the work of da'wah and tabligh, every person you meet today, give them this fazilat, give them this virtue. By if you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if you frequent the masjid, or whenever you enter your home, you make salam, Allah will make your rizq easy for you. Allah Ta'ala will assist you in your problems, in your difficulties. You will be in the dhamanat and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you die, Allah will enter you into Jannah. So it is important that we give da'wat of this. This is a means or a tool by which we will inculcate these amal in our lives. Babu Salami ala Sibyan. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought in very brief, but from the fact that he has made it a chapter, makes us understand how important this is. Salam ala Sibyan. Sibyan means what? Children. As adults, we are required to make salam to children. This is something very important. Many of us feel that because, mashallah, I'm advanced in age, I don't have to lower myself by making salam to a child. Child must greet me. I don't need to greet the child. Yes, technically, We dealt in this in previous ahadith, that the one that initiates the salam when it is an elderly or a senior person should be the younger one. But if we look at the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the epitome, and he was the height of what we call tawadu and humility. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam greatly advocated the importance of us developing humility. Be humble. Be humble. Lower yourself. This lowering yourself, this humility, we find that this is Allah's sunnat and Allah's promise that anyone, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ. Rasulullah SAW said, no one made himself humble for Allah's sake except that Allah elevated him. You want to be, you want raf'at, you want to be elevated, you want honor, you want dignity, humble yourself, lower yourself. And this quality of greeting people that are of a lower social station than yourself, either got less money, less ranking, are younger than you, these are things that develop humility within a person. So one is, ulama ikram greatly advocate this, and it is greatly encouraged. One is to make salam creates humility, particularly to children, inculcates humility. Secondly, كان من خلقه العظيم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. For you in the Rasul of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the most beautiful example. And it was of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we see the hadith, again the narrator is Anas bin Malik, was a child himself. Anas bin Malik spent most of his youth in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه مر على سبيان فسلم عليهم. One day Anas, in his adulthood, passed by some children. He made salam to them. وقال, and he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله. I observed the Nabi of Allah, whenever he would pass by any children, he would make salam to them. كان من خلقه العظيم صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was of the noble character of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that when he would pass by children, he would make salam to them. In ulama also mention amongst the multiple benefits of making salam to children that this teaches children the importance of salam. Teaches them adab. Adab, etiquette, respect. The culture of Islam. This cannot be brought about in our youth by shouting at them or by telling them about it. You want these things to come into the lives of our children, we have to show them practically. And we find that children particularly, they are a clean slate. If somebody is senior or elderly, always whenever he passes by, he makes salam to them. This is something they will remember for the rest of their lives. And so one is, it teaches them the culture of Islam. It teaches them adab. Salam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tahabbu, it creates love. So it will create love and affection in the hearts of children. However, there is one precaution, which unfortunately shaitan, nafs is with everyone. If it's a very young boy and there's a possibility of some type of fitna, in that instance obviously ulama ikram have totally prohibited that you should be making salam. But otherwise, whenever a group of children etc. pass by them, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was his noble practice, which Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله, that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass by any children, he would make salam to them. Allah give us tawfiq.